It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 824.
Happy Monday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? How are we?
I'm very well because can I just say the shipping in Victoria, you would think that it wouldn't be great with everything that's happening.
So postage, I mean, I think you still go to the post office, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's still allowed, so it's still open. We've got a few little things going on. I saw a few things getting shipped here. I actually saw yesterday an F45 delivery. So they do food, they do meals, pre-packaged meals. Got delivered next door, and I was surprised it was a Sunday.
Seems like they're doing more stuff on Sunday because I had the package, the keyboard that I'd been telling you about, the mechanical keyboard, the Keychron K2 keyboard. And it was...
Look out. Fucking change your underwear. That's getting people hot.
I mean, I've already sent you a video of it and you were saying
1995. I thought it was a nude, to be honest.
You were like, 1995 wants their keyboard back. Can I show everyone on the show?
Mate, I don't know. We need to put out a disclaimer that's... So what Josh has pulled up is his keyboard that he purchased. And you're the guy that buys one of these. It is the biggest gimmick I've ever heard of in my life. The reason he's tapping it is because the sound of it is the selling point. Tactile keys with dense sound to sound like you're from fucking 1940s using a typewriter.
And it's also got... I'm not much of a light guy. But it also, it has, I don't know if it's going to show up very well, but it's got lights.
It's cross between, fucking a game Need for table. Speed. it's like a real game. You know what? Like, I hope it increases your writing and I hope it increases your time spent
already
at keyboard tapping.
Already has.
That's great. Then it's done its job.
1,000 words yesterday. I was just fucking typing out. It felt... very, very good, and didn't need a little wrist rest.
Dude, the shit you get into is so great. I love it because it's so beyond. Like, I would never in my fucking life think to get something to do something like typing, like get a new keyboard just so I can type. Like, I've got a keyboard, I've got one, I've got a pen. Like, it's a weird one And the thing is, there's a reason these things exist for guys like you. There's a reason that gaming chairs exist.
It's not a gaming aesthetic. I'm not a gamer.
It is weird that they put like on. So what it's meant for, plus the lights. Mm-hmm. Like the lights are off. I love lights, but just to seem like with the blend of someone who is a thoughtful writer and wants the tactile nature, plus the neon lights, like you're 16 and want to light your room because you may think it could get you laid. I don't know.
But don't you think there is something? So the problem with the sort of work that we do, especially if we're not out filming stuff, it can feel... like you're missing something. And for me, it's the tactility. Like you want to feel like you're doing... How do you sort of create a posture so it actually feels like you're doing some work? And I feel like this clicking and clacking makes me feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah, it is all in your head. Mm-hmm. It is completely all in your head. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. And so what you're saying, it's the excuse of not having the right camera. Buy the fucking right camera.
Yeah.
And then if you don't
don't use it.
Don't use it, but then know that you're full of shit. Like, we're all full of shit. Yeah. But it doesn't mean anything. It's not like you're an idiot for buying it. It's like, if it actually works and gets you to write a book. Exactly. If it helps. How much was it, by the way?
$160 delivered.
Okay, that's not that crazy. I thought it was going to be like 300.
No, and the good thing is, like, the cool thing is you can connect it to your iOS devices. So I could type text messages on my phone using the Keychron.
I mean, I've got some fucking real lengthy ones from you in the past, but I'm worried that you'd be pumping out more lengthy ones to me.
Oh, definitely. Can I, from the notes perspective, I've changed the way that I take notes and I write. I was big with Notion. What are you using at the moment? You were big on Biscuit.
Biscuit's just a way to access all the things that you mm-hmm. use. So mm-hmm. if I just open up my Biscuit, I've got something called Quick Notes. Mm-hmm. And you know that pain of like, I want to write something down on my computer, but I don't want to have to go and try and open a new doc and have then a doc where I need to save, blah, 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 or a Google Drive. And so mm-hmm. anyway, I've just got notes, and in that is just like a note section where I just quickly write shit down.
What's
so
the software
just a few
called?
Things. Sorry. It's accessing my Notion. And so it's Biscuit, it's accessing my Notion, yeah. where I have a page that is called Notes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, like if I lost it, it wouldn't matter. It's not like I'm trying to, it's, well, you don't want to call and it. I won't lose it because it's mm-hmm. digital. If I lost it, you'd be worried about my, but how did you do that? But it's just where I just quickly write out anything mm-hmm. I need. That's about it.
The thing with Notion, I've gone off Notion, and the main reason is that it's too difficult from an input perspective to do stuff really quickly. So with Notion, so what you were describing there, you're using another app to have it there and all that. Like it sort of works if you're on your computer, it's fine.
Yes.
The phone with Notion is a bit of a pain because it's sort of like there's multiple presses. It doesn't load that well. Sometimes you go to edit the text and it fucks up.
I panicked the other day on my phone. This is the thing. You need something cross-platform. Mm-hmm. And so I panicked and I still use notes on my Apple Notes.
Can I suggest something? It's $2.99, I think, a month. But I think
$2.99.
No, it's changed my life. Yeah, what would it have to be $299? A new car. I think it's $2.99. Yeah, it's $2.99.
Yes.
It's called Drafts.
Drafts.
And so I've been using Drafts for a while, but now that I've actually like worked it all out and I've been using my keyboard and I've set everything up properly, it has changed my life this weekend.
And I mean, I'm sure Georgie Boy could put together a montage of
all the different software.
Of the note-taking software specifically.
Yeah.
Because there has been a bunch. Mm-hmm. Like you have bought, what was the thing Mr. 97 was using and still is? Something about like note-taking or to-do lists. It's all
There's a lot.
You bought that.
Yeah. Well, there's Scrivener as well, which I use for specific sort of my memoir. But the thing with Drafts, which is really great, is so there's a section on there where you can quickly export to different things.
Great.
And so think of Drafts as you are drafting text of any form. It has tags. So you could have project-specific tags, work tags, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you also, my favorite function in the whole thing is there is on, you know, widgets on your phone.
Yeah.
On the far, you know, you swipe right and you go far left.
It's like quick access to weather or news or...
Yes. And they are, with iOS 14, they are going to be incorporating the widgets so they're actually on the home screen and all of that sort of stuff, right? Anyway, the widget of Drafts is sick because what you can do is there's a button where it creates a new note. So the first one is a plus button and you create a new note. Mm. The one along from that is a button where if you press it, it will create a note with whatever is in your clipboard. So if you copy a URL, so I'm sick of having on Chrome, Safari, just tabs open. I'm a no tab guy now. I don't want it. When I open Chrome, no tabs. So if someone sends something to me, and I need to, I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to keep this for later. I need to do something with this. You can do one of two things. You could press the copy, you could copy the text and then press the button to create a new note based on the clipboard. Or the other thing that you could do is, you know, on Chrome and Safari, there's the little share icon on the top right of of the app, you can press that and then you can share it to drafts. And then it's the reason why you pay for it. I think there is a free version, but the $2.99 gives you the cross device. So it works on my Mac, it works on my phone. I can start typing something on my Mac and then pick it up on my phone. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds great. I mean, it sounds a little bit more advanced than Notes. Like a surprise, Matt Diavella uses Notes on his iPhone.
He does.
And that's cross between his computer and here. And so, I don't know. I could spend a whole day. I mean, I'm looking at my schedule now. I reckon I'm going to dedicate weekend. My whole day. Whole day to draft.
Yeah. Just, no, you can
Look, mate, I had a few things on today that were probably better for us as a business. But I reckon I'm going to go deep.
But you can also, like, they've got a whole a marketplace of, or they call it a directory.
Trade Unites.
No, it's actions. So for instance, you could have an action. You can set up an action. This is where I think it could be handy for you. Okay. If you're still in Notion and loving Notion, there
I'm not
is.
Loving it. I don't have a, my problem is if I start loving something, I don't love any of these things.
You're worried that you're going to fall for it. You're going to fall hard.
You know, I don't want to get hurt. The only one I love Xero. And I think it's just what we've been using. And it's there's competitors out there. But I think it is like the one subscription that that I love. Oh, if it didn't have business, I'd still have Xero.
Well, they used to have back in the day, they had a personal finance product that they discontinued.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought that was something that was interesting. If people are looking for a way of taking notes, for me, it's like becoming my, what's it called? Not something that you put up your ass, because I always get confused between the two. A repository? Is it repository something where you store a bunch of notes? I always confuse it with the thing that you put up your ass.
I think it's a suppository. Yeah. Suppository is another way to
I have
deliver
a repository. Not too confused.
A repository. I didn't know that. Repository, a place where a receptacle in which things are or may be stored. Fuck, I mean, that was a hard way of just saying that's where shit gets stored.
Yes, and it's a repository. No, but it's like a note.
Sorry, I cut you off. You said if you're loving Notion.
Yeah, so you can. There is an action where you can just press a button and it can go to Notion. So you could set up drafts as your easy first step. And then whether you're using Roam or Notion or whatever app you're using, you can quickly send it.
Far out. So, but hang on. You're the no apps guy or the low apps guy on your phone. If you are putting this one in, what are you taking out? What's getting done?
Oh, mate, I took out so many yesterday. So I'm nearly on one screen.
But what are you using? So what are you replacing if drafts is the thing?
Well, so I always had drafts on the phone, but I just hadn't properly sort of committed to it. So I had an attempt at this 6 months ago, but now I've worked out the tagging function. I've worked out the copy and paste. The clipboard thing has changed everything for me.
Okay. All right. We'll check back in 6 months time. Put in the show notes, Sevs. Check it in 6 months time to see how drafts is going.
What did you do on the weekend?
What did I do on the weekend? Well, it was great. We decided not to give Bodhi screen time Saturday at all. Like he wasn't allowed to watch any television. He's walking around saying, I'm not watching television. Not watching television. Anyway, so we had fun. We ended up building a slide down the staircase with cardboard, which was bloody fun. Always wanted to do it as a kid. I did it with boogie boards and would put my a knee through the wall at the bottom of it. So I learned how to do it properly.
You sent a video where there was a mattress set up.
Yep. It was perfect. It was perfect. And so
how long there's the setup and then how long do you actually? So it's going down the stairs with it's made of cardboard. It's a slide, and then Bodhi's sliding. Did you slide down it?
Nah, because I'm too heavy. Mm-hmm. So would you, Amy's? Mm-hmm. You know, we're all too heavy. Your ass bumps on each stair, whereas Bodhi glides across the top of them because he's light as a feather. And so it it got used for probably 20 minutes.
That's good.
And then we took it down. Mm-hmm. He went hard, 20 minutes, and then it kind of fell apart.
Mm-hmm. What else did you do to alleviate the anxiety of no telly?
Oh, it was just, we went out walking, mm-hmm. you know, get him out playing in the front yard, backyard. Mm-hmm. Thankful that we have a place that has a front and backyard. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of that going on. But then we needed a bit of a respite. I definitely think a few weeks in to this lockdown, Bodhi's feeling it. Like his attitude is like a, you know, he's being a bit naughty. Like mm-hmm. he's doing stuff that he wouldn't normally do, and I think it's because he's going a bit stir crazy, mm-hmm. and so
ego depletion.
Yeah, what is it?
Ego depletion. He's run out of willpower.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I don't know how much willpower he had. It was very small.
Yeah.
Kids usually have very little willpower. Yeah. They wouldn't even understand it. Anyway, we wanted a bit of a break, mm-hmm. and so last night we did a date night. And, you know, we're like children. We've got to be home by 8. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to go either. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like
you can
go.
Is that because of the curfew or just you've got to be home?
Dan. Okay. Yeah, Uncle Dan's told us that we have to be home. Curfew's in place. You can't be out after 8. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is what a date night in isolation in stage 4 lockdown looks like here in Melbourne. We got in the car at about 6. Mm-hmm. Amy's sister looked after Bodhi, and she lives with us. And so we just cruised, got in the car, drove past a pizza place, thought, oh, maybe we'll get that, like getting takeaway. Mm-hmm. We ended up going to KFC drive-thru.
Well, of course. You'd already put it into your maps when you got in the car. Oh, well, we ended up here. How did that happen?
got some kernel. Mm-hmm. Went and parked in a dark side street.
Great.
And we ate it. And then we just hung out, talked, went and then got some ice cream from Coles, so like some gay times that were in a box. So it comes with 4, just, you know,
what'd
had one of those.
The other 2?
Well, we went out on a limb and tried a different flavour. It was like a Krispy Kreme style.
Oh, yeah. Like glazing.
No. Well, it's like the inside's meant to taste like a donut and the outside is meant to sort of replicate glazing crumb or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
At that point, just mess with the donut.
Don't mess with the outside of a gay time. That mm-hmm. is the winning, that is it. That's the thing. That is it.
I think gay time is not a great ice cream, personally.
Well, I mean, but it is the outside of it that is the winner.
Yeah, I agree. But I think that that's just based on the hierarchy of the whole ice cream not being an A player.
Yeah. And so then we ended up driving close to our house. We didn't want to go back because we thought, Bodhi definitely won't be asleep yet. And mm-hmm. we want to get back. It's you're trying to always get back when they're in bed.
Sure.
And so it feels like it's a longer period of time you've had mm-hmm. off. And then
What time was it by this point?
Oh, mate, it was late. It was 7:15.
Okay, yeah, great, yeah. So you'd smashed everything. So you left at what time?
6.
Okay.
We had a two-hour day. And then we get to close by to our house, did a few, you know, laps around the block and then decided to park. There's this spot where you can actually see the CBD. And so you can see the big buildings lit up. And we parked, and then we thought, oh, fuck, we got Netflix on our phone. Do you have Netflix on your phone?
I used to. Deleted it. The cheeky screen time is what's going on.
And so what I ended up doing was just propping, had it plugged into the car, so I had surround sound, mm-hmm. and put Netflix on, and it was on the dashboard.
What did you watch?
I was annoyed I didn't have my quad lock in the car. Would have had that perfect quad lock Netflix viewing. And so we've been watching something called Kingdom, mm-hmm. which I mentioned, it's a show about a UFC gym in Venice Beach, California, and, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. Anyway, that consisted the date night of drive through. It was a contactless date.
Did you have to wear a mask at any point?
Oh, I was almost going to put one on as we went through drive-thru, but I was like...
How'd you get the gay time?
Oh, Amy went in. Okay, so she put a mask on, obviously. Yeah. And so, anyway, it was a successful date night. And I don't even know.
When you got home, was Bodhi asleep? Was he in bed at least?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
He was a little, he'd been a little angel.
Oh, that's perfect.
And so... And
do you explain it to him? Do you say, look, we're having a date night. This never happens. Can you just be good?
Nah, we left and he was losing it. And so we just got out of there.
Was he losing it because you guys were going?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So you can't win. And then he's fine as soon as we go on. It's so annoying.
Uh-huh.
That's the deal, guys. That's the deal. That's the date night deal in isolation. I don't even know if that's allowed. Like, I don't know if you're meant to be able to, if you're even meant to be sitting in your car watching Netflix. But what are they going to do?
I mean, it would be a good news article. You know, couple.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Trying to have it. Watching Netflix. Yes.
oh god. Well,
that's nice. It's nice that you had a good night. Bree and I have started sharing a toothbrush.
Come on, man. I mean, I've done it. I won't judge you too hard. Mm-hmm. I've done it and it's always been mine. I haven't had one to get. Like, it's been in the... Especially when Amy and I... Like, I'd fly up to Sydney, you might forget my toothbrush when we were doing long distance. And then you end up just getting your own one there. So, you solve that problem. But why? What are you doing?
Well, no, because Bree was at the shops on... She must have came home from a walk or something on Saturday, and I was watching an unboxing video of a toothbrush, not a mechanical toothbrush, electrical toothbrush.
Yeah.
And she said, "What are you watching?" I said, "Electrical toothbrush." The boys were making fun of me for my shit toothbrush the other day. And she's like, "Oh, okay." And I just left it at that because, you know, my 30th is coming up. I'm sort of fucking coming up with ideas. I'm trying to work out. Like, I feel like as I get older, I don't buy as much. Even though I talk about every single thing I buy, I don't buy that much stuff, really, other than...
Well, you got a small house. There's not much space for you to fit your shit.
Yeah. And so, I was looking at all different options, and then Bree went to Woolworths and she said, "Hey, which toothbrush was it?" I was like, "Oh, you know, it's the fucking IQ Series 9, blah, blah, blah." It was I'm like, I don't need something that crazy. Like, you don't need to spend over $100 on a toothbrush.
You can, though, easily.
Yeah. So, it was like the one that I'd been looking at was like 190, and I was like, "Oh, why? And she said, there's one on sale and it's down to $70. Do you want me to get it?" I said, yes, please. And then when I brought it home, it was such a good experience that Bree was like, "Oh, I think I want one." And so what we ended up doing, how good's this? You get multiple heads.
Oh, yeah.
You get two heads with it. And so, Bree has a head and I have a head, and now she's getting a head holder that will go in the bathroom, and she'll have her head, I'll have my head.
Mate, this is old school. Like, it's an interesting thought because a lot of people have their own toothbrush, but then when you're in a relationship or you've got a family. Mm. Like, when I was growing up, we had an electric toothbrush. Mm-hmm. And I think it was probably ahead of the times back then. Mum and Dad probably spent a bit of money on it.
Yeah.
But it was one for three boys. Mm-hmm. And so, it was... There's a few things, though. There's a few issues with them. I said to Amy over the weekend... So I have an old shitty toothbrush, which is annoying. I should invest like
was
you.
Was a toothbrush... Was it an issue? Were you talking toothbrushes on the weekend?
Well, I just... So, my issue is... "Hey, Amy... Why do you not put your electric toothbrush back on its holster?" Mm-hmm. And because every time I bend down, my elbow knocks it because it's not in its spot. Or I, like, somehow either side, if it's not in its place, which is away from the sink slightly, I elbow it or I knock it over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I don't get this. Why not put it back on the charge? And here's the reason. Because once, if it's not dry... When you're putting it back on, when you put it back onto the charging bay, slightly wet, it builds up like a sort of like a fucking disgusting gunk on the bottom. Like it builds up this sort of, because it might have a bit of toothpaste still in the water.
You need a clean head. You need to, I think especially when you're sharing, you need to make sure that everyone's cleaning their head.
Well, the head, but then there's also the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And so...
I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
But so, but that's, I don't know.
Is that a reason to... So, is she putting it on her, on the side?
Well, it should just go back to where it's meant to go.
Yeah, and but so where is she putting... Where you're bumping into it?
Yep.
What I'm just trying to work out is what's the benefit of the way that she's putting it down versus putting it on the charger?
Putting it down for it to dry... versus putting it back onto the charging point, which it will go, the water would go down onto the bottom of the charging plate.
So it just needs to dry with a little towel. Like I think I've done that, like just with my towel, just at the bottom, giving it a solid just wipe around. But then we also remove the head. The head comes off and goes. Yeah. It will go on the head holder when we have it. It goes.
I remember the fights like as a kid. There was definitely fights going on. I remember having one where you'd put the head in and it would close a lid. And so it was like a concealed area.
Yeah,
and you'd press a button, it would open up and push all the heads up. And then you put it back in and it would close it down. And so, I mean, they've changed a bunch. And so you're happy with yours?
It's so good. So mine is, so there were two versions. One was the Oral-B 100, and I got the Oral-B 800, and the 800 has 3D cleaning.
What is 3D cleaning?
I don't quite know. I was expecting. I thought I was going to get 3D glasses that I got to put on during. But
there is a lot of buzzwords around marketing toothbrushes.
There's so many, but also there's so many different. So when Bree was trying to determine which toothbrush to get. You're meant to be there getting essential stuff. It seems a little obnoxious to be in an aisle having a conversation trying to work out what series number you want. But they need Apple or someone to fix their name. I mean, Apple's still not great with their iPhones lately. But there's fucking... I'll read to you all the different... Oral-B... Here we go.
Like the tricky names that they have for each of the individual.
Exactly. Like if I have a look, here we go. Stand by. I'm just having a look on their website, because Bree was like, okay, just go onto the Oral-B website and make sure that you are happy with the one that we're getting, right? So electric toothbrushes, find yours. All right. My God. So there's the Genius 9000, the Genius 8000, the Smart 4, the Pro 500, the Vitality. This doesn't even include my one. This is the problem. Like they've actually simplified it, but it's too much.
I don't know why they go such big names, but there has to be a reason. Have they done 7,999 other versions and now they're on version 8,000?
Well, the thing is that I think it's brushing. So looking at the between the Genius 9000 and sort of the Smart 4, it's built-in brushing modes. So you have...
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, I don't even know how to fucking change my brushing mode.
Yeah.
I just have it on the same... brushing mode. I will say though, brushing your tongue is a little bit more difficult with an electric toothbrush.
Oh yeah, there is one I saw Sam Sheffer, a YouTuber, New York dude. He's was posting about a toothbrush, Oral-B. It's clearly sponsored post, but it looked pretty. Insane.
Like Philips do a good one. When I was Melbourne Geek, Philips sent me a toothbrush.
Did they?
Yeah, but look how white my teeth are. Like it really, it says it gets rid of 100% more plaque.
That means nothing. That means nothing.
You think they're faking their numbers?
The selling point for me was always that you could do the same brush as a toothbrush, but like triple the speed. So it's like you could spend 30 seconds brushing your teeth with an electric one and it would be like 2.5 minutes of using.
No, it's way, like I was really just like, I was brushing. How much do you brush your gums?
I don't brush, like I brush my teeth that are on my, what do you mean?
Well, you should be brushing your gums.
Oh, God.
They can be like build up and stuff.
Lynn's come out of there. Yeah. Lynn Jansen's on
dental,
the show.
Dental nurse. And so, the first day I went too hard and there was a little bit of blood, but I was like, there was something in it. I don't know if you've ever had this, but I'm like, fuck. Like, when I go to the dentist next, that they are going to fucking not know what's hit them. Like, you can see, I don't feel like dentists really talk about electric toothbrushes that much. And I reckon at this moment, I'm like,
they're always flogging them. They've always got one for sale at the dentist.
Oh, I feel like I never hear it. And so my theory was, and maybe this is just a conspiracy theory that's not true, I was thinking it's too good. If we all started using electric toothbrushes, we wouldn't have to go to the dentist.
Yeah, but habits, it's like saying if people started realizing that exercise was actually good for you.
But people are brushing their teeth every day. Like, it's a habit. It's all it's doing is changing. I'm becoming a three-day, like a three-times-a-day brusher.
I mean, is that any good? Would Lynn Jansen suggest that?
No, three I don't times know. I've just come up with that. No, but you hear people where it's like, yeah, I brush my teeth after lunch.
Yeah, but then there's, I mean, that's a working from home thing for sure. Nice. It's.
I mean, you brush your. You would always brush your teeth at work.
No, that's only because I forgot in the morning if I was fucking getting Bodie prepared, and then I'd get to work, and so I had no excuse. I was like, have one at the office just in case. But now I've got a routine of in the shower, and I've been having a shower every morning. That's my change in routine since being at home. Like first thing, and then I brush teeth in shower. So it's like, you know, batching the habit.
I tried to give myself a neckline over the weekend because I was like... With my beard. I've done a horrendous... Look at it. I look like
fucking... It's not bad.
It reminds me of...
But are you on Jersey Shore, bro?
Well, it reminds me of when I was in the Philippines. We can post a photo on the Instagram account. And I got a haircut and shave. And the guy's like, what do you want to do with the shave? I'm like, oh, whatever you think looks good. And so he gave me like a Craig David like thin line. And it's just the whole thing. It's great. It really didn't suit me.
It'd suit you and your keyboard, yeah?
The keyboard, I stand by the keyboard is really great. Yeah. I've also, one thing that I'm testing this week. So last week, really good screen time, all that sort of thing. This week, I'm adding another thing.
Was it? Can we do comparison? Because I was worried. You came out of retirement on Thursdays, which is now your new rule. Thursdays, you get to jump onto the Instagram. But then I saw yesterday you followed someone on Twitter. So you're on Twitter.
Did I?
I don't know. It said maybe it was from a while ago, but it just gave me a notification that you're doing something on Twitter.
So you're
following Bill Gates. You followed Bill Gates recently. When did you do that?
I was thinking about Bill Gates. I don't feel like I followed him on Twitter. Why was I thinking about Bill Gates? Oh, yeah, I was trying to work out. So I'm reading a book called How Not to Die. It's a cook. There's a cookbook to it. And so Brian and I have the cookbook as well. the doctor has a website called nutritionfacts.org. And he just takes all of the literature around nutrition and writes about it. That's his shtick. And
this is perfect, JJ. I've just put up my screen time, and I was thinking about telling you this over the weekend. From your suggestion of deleting just a few apps, I haven't deleted everything, but even just getting rid of Facebook on my phone. Because I can still post on my computer. I'm down 11%.
That's
last
great.
Last week, I was down 11%. So, my average last week was 5 hours and 47 minutes.
Oh, that's so good.
And what was
Well, so was I'm, your trying to, average? I'm trying to see where's my average.
Just swipe across on the screen time week. So
oh, you're week, in the there new you week go.
Now, so, uh-huh, you just so swipe across.
So, now. It was up 13%. Okay, 13%. But remember, I had the huge drop of over 40% the week before. And keep in mind, Thursday, the Thursday was a huge day for me. So every day was like, so I look at Friday was 5 hours and 50 minutes. Saturday, 5 hours, 40 minutes. Wednesday, 4 hours, 45. Thursday, when I downloaded Instagram again, 11 hours and 41 minutes. Keep in mind, though, keep in mind that that is including Monopoly.
Sure. Okay.
So the things that I'm doing a bunch of stuff because I'm turning 30 in 28 days, and so I've got a bit of a like, JJ, come on, let's get your shit together. And so one of the things, Bree and I are cooking from this How Not to Die cookbook. It is great, very simple recipes. But the one thing that I'm trialing is to do 1 hour of YouTube a week. And so this is where drafts come in. If I find something online where I'm like, this is a video I want to watch, copy the link, paste it in, put it into my YouTube like hour session, and then I open up drafts, I go to that tag, and I can have the consumption. So compartmentalizing and just batching that consumption so I'm not fucking spending all day on YouTube.
Yeah, sure. And so what was your average last week with the slight increase? But we now have the caveat.
Bree's also made me this fucking, what's it called? Like some sort of vinegar, what's it called? Cayenne drink.
Pepper. It sounds horrible.
It's meant to be good for digestion. Here we go.
I was 5 hours, 47 minutes.
So average, where's the average going? I need to click week, don't I? 6 hours and 42. Not good. And
what's what are your apps though in that?
So the apps are Chrome at 9 hours, Messages at 7 hours, Spark, which is the email, at 1 hour, 30. Monopoly, 1 hour, 30. Pocket Cast, 1 hour, 30. Phone, 41 minutes. Settings, 29. I spent 29 minutes in settings. What the fuck am I doing?
You know what's crazy, though, is that you look at the total screen time in a week. What was your total screen time in a whole week?
Mm-hmm. The total screen time. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
In a week.
And then I've got another thing. 46 hours and 57 minutes. Still way too high.
Well, I put in 40 hours. That's a fucking work week, dude.
Yeah. I was doing 60 hours the other week.
Of phone.
Do you know what's really interesting? Last week's average, go down and look at last week's average for pickups. How many times in a day, on average, are you picking up your phone?
Last week, average was 99.
Okay. I'm 130.
What's yours? Yeah. Dude, I mean, imagine if...
How many notifications? If, like, we got to a, how many notifications do you get last week's average?
101.
109 for me. And that's just... What's your breakdown?
Messages.
Yeah,
how many? 235 messages.
Mine, 588 messages. 36 New York Times notifications, 22 calendars, 11 WhatsApps.
That's phenomenal. 20, the thing is, imagine if like workplaces found time, like started asking employees to show their screen time. So they're trying to work out like how much time at work are you putting in?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of it's overlapping in the workday, especially home time. I mean, this is where it's just shaking up what it means to have a job these days and what we're doing in exchange for money.
I mean, tracking has been criticized. There's a...
it doesn't create higher productivity. It's like people are on edge. It's tracking softwares. People end up just like retro tracking. Mm-hmm. So they're just writing in what they think they did.
And the thing is that's known to be like timesheets and stuff, known to be super inefficient. People underestimate. Yeah. They don't do a great job at it. But the thing is, a UK company, I feel like connected to BBC in some way, they were criticised. There was some desk tracking that was going on where they
like
were...
a seat sensor.
Yeah, seat sensor like you see at fucking Shopo when you're trying to find a car park. And so they would know how long you were at your seat for.
Yeah.
Not really a good indicator of how much fucking work you're doing.
Absolutely not. I had a moment yesterday where I was like, fuck, like the whole universal basic income thing, removing what it would do politically to the world, like how the sort of pushback and the what it would mean in terms of like being like a focus on your happiness or mental health. Like, what if you took off money as an issue? Not saying so you're not rich, you're not poor, you just have money, you have what you need to survive, and then what? And that pushing people to work out the and then what is huge, because you think about these impoverished communities that are just they're transfixed on fucking we need cash, we need to get some food on the table. Like, removing all of that, what does it do to humanity? And I don't know, but I was thinking about even for myself that I have money, I don't have much money, I can survive. But we're in a time now where it's almost the closest thing to universal basic income. Jobs, people being on, most people are on $1,500 a fortnight based on JobKeeper in the last 6 months. And so
JobSeeker was upped as well.
That was upped. And so how can you, what does that look like? What does it look like to think about your head a bit more and do the work there, if that becomes your job? And then anything above that is like because you wanted to, not because you had to.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I think it is interesting. You think about status. Money is used as a way of determining status, or it's sort of a status symbol.
Well, they've definitely been constructed, right? It's like the whole the status thing is a result of what money does, like what it brings you, status in itself, like other than hierarchy of the food chain, status, there is a construction of status as well. Like, just because you have cash doesn't mean you're real, like you're in a certain game, a status game of money. So against other people that don't have cash, or if you're looking at people from a financial perspective, then there's the status. But other than that, it's like you're rich if you're fulfilled in your heart. And, you know, there could be some yogi that doesn't have any money, but is the happiest person. Like, and so they're rich in one aspect, but just not cash. And so what's the status there? How do you compare that status of someone who's...
Well, status is only relevant if you play the game. So if you're not playing the game, then it becomes irrelevant. But if you look, like, there's so many, like, even look at face masks. There are status games going on what type of face mask do you have? Do you have some fucking hipster handmade one? Do you have it? Did you make your own? That's high status now. It's like, oh, if you can make your own, it's like you can sew. Like, it's a good flex. Like, fuck, if shit gets really bad, like, that's high. Like, so status, I feel like, will always exist. Status could be like, look at health. Like, it is a high, like having a super healthy diet is considered this high status thing. One thing that was really interesting, which I saw this thread a few weeks back on Twitter, and it was like, what is high status for wealthy people, but the same thing would be considered low status for a poor person, right?
Oh, great. And what are they?
And so one of them, which I thought was brilliant, was knowing two languages. So if you think about it, if you know wealthy people or whatever, it's, oh my God, they speak another language. But then you think about the how many people around the world who aren't necessarily that financially secure or whatever it is, who fucking know multiple languages, and it's not considered high status.
What about people doing things for you? As a rich person, you have, you know, butlers and maids and whatever it be. But then a higher status thing for some people without the means to be able to do that version is, I have ownership and I can do everything myself. I do everything myself. I am the guy that fucking looks after all of this, versus I am the guy that has my suit fucking pressed and put on.
Yeah.
It's like, it's that seems like it's... I think it's a similar example.
Well, I think that, but it's also the, I mean, the interesting thing is what's going to happen with work ethic or what's happening. Like I think about what we're able to do now and the type of work we're taking on and being able to sort of be a little bit more like selective in some ways. And so it does, when they're like JobKeeper, all of these things have taken off pressure for people, but pressure is sometimes necessary to move us forward. And so I do wonder in the future what it will mean. Like I feel like there's definitely, I'm sure that all of these things will be culture changing forever.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, cultures change by people's perspectives changing and people's core needs changing. And so when there's a mass amount of people that have gained a new perspective of, I'm not pushing as hard as I thought, like for that game that I was just thrusted into and I didn't realize I was playing, but I was a part of it. And so it's like, I don't know, I probably think more about the ability to live anywhere and do the thing that we're doing and be really happy. And, and you know, whether it's fucking down the coast or just feeling that connectedness. And so if people's core, you know, someone who really valued human connection was like, yeah, mate, I got to be in the office. You know, it's like, and then you're thrust into this where it's like, we talk every day. We have a whole team that we're talking with every single day. And it feels similar. Like I'm getting the same feeling of like that.
Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, in a way. But I am also like delighted based on what I feel the future is going to become. So it's like, it makes a lot of sense. And it's like, fuck. I think it's like you start saying stars have aligned. It's like, of course, this is what's meant to happen because that's what the future is going to become. And then you're like, I'm feeling this way because it's like, yeah, this is, we're shifting with what's going to become the normal. And so if you're resistant to it, that resistance could be emitting some negative vibe within yourself. And so if you push back on the workplace, push back on how it's changing, it's like it's disempowering. And so
trying to get things to go back to, like if you're attached to the past, or it can, I guess it can be a bit of an issue, like especially right now. Like I feel like, for someone who, like, I love traveling so much, I'm proud that I've been able to just disregard. Like, I haven't really obsessed over when am I going to be able to travel. Like, I've just accepted it. And then as soon as we're like, shit's good, we have a fucking vaccine, it's all like going and flying is no longer a selfish thing to do, I'm fired up. I can't wait. I'm going to go watch the Astros and the Phillies. You know, go do a big baseball tour. Have some hot dogs.
That's not a bad idea. But the thing is, you're not allowed to do it for content. It's actually
just doing it. Yeah.
It's Josh is gone for 6 weeks. I haven't heard from him. We stopped doing the show because he wanted to go on a baseball tour.
That's good fun.
Oh, that's good.
Do you know where you want to go? Good. Have you got anywhere where you're like, fuck, I really want to...
Nah, not
for us, Tassie. I think Tassie will be there.
Oh, yeah. No, we actually want to go to Tassie too. We've got Bodie's got a friend down in Tassie.
Oh, really?
A kid from his old daycare,
Just MSN friends.
A kid from his old daycare, a little sweetheart. And so they sometimes like send each other, they get photos and we send them little videos. It's awesome. That's great. And so we would like to go down and see them. Yeah. And just, it seems like an easy one as a first as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very short flight. Or even you could do the boat if you wanted to. Would you do the boat or a plane? What do you think? Car's handy. Yeah, you'd probably...
Car's very handy. And it's a novel experience for young Bodie on a boat.
The boat.
Anyway.
Great. Alrighty. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.